Alexa, play
The Rich Eisen Show.
Here's a station you might like.
Do you think that Tua should be a $50 million quarterback?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Tua Tagovailoa is definitely going to have a salary that starts with a four. But this is the interesting conversation to have.
Earlier on the show, NFL VP of Broadcast Planning, Mike North. CBS Sports lead broadcaster, Jim Nantz. Coming up, voice of ESPN's Monday Night Football, Joe Buck. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Jim Nantz last hour. Mike North, who put these schedules together for the National Football League. And hour number one, if you missed it, we re-air on the Roku channel as soon as this is over. That is coming up in 1 hour from now on Channel 210 right here on the Roku channel, Sirius XM Odyssey. And more. We've got Susie Schuster sitting in for Chris Brockman today because he's too busy being a sports host on a golf course at a charity event. Good to see you over there, Suze.
Good to be seen.
Mike Del Tufo, the audio executive who just hit the wrong button
while I was talking. With Joe.
Okay,
I'm
very
sorry.
Good. No, it's
that
all good. No, listen.
I am sorry.
You just raise your hand and just take the hit. Take the hit.
I take the hit.
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. How are you, sir?
The brother in the corner. What's up,
bro? Oh, my goodness gracious. Enjoyed chatting with him last night on the NFL Network schedule release program. He is calling Monday Night Football once again, and he is back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Joe Buck. How are you, Joseph? Good to see you.
I feel okay. I'm looking at my color. It's not very good. It looks splotchy and like I'm about to die, but I feel fine.
It's all good. Well, it's all good. And, you know, but the best thing is when you move your head, you know, like you did, you reveal all those Emmy Awards back there, Joe. Like that's, look at that. Look at those ladies.
Wow.
I would have to really rearrange to show the local ones. The small ones are over here to the left.
Flexing.
I love the flexing. Good to see you. Good to see you. What the day after now you got the schedules. What's your two cents on it, Joe?
On the schedule? It's amazing. Just like I said last night. It's awesome. I love it. I think it's unbelievable. I think we have the best schedule, and I think we're the best. And I think ESPN's the best. And I think Monday Night Football's awesome.
That was very Chris Farley right there. That was a very Chris Farley-like answer right there. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's awesome. We're going to be so good this year. We do have a good schedule. I'm excited. I like the way it starts. I like the way it ends. There it is. Take it all in. If you can figure that out, there's not one person that can read any of that.
Well,
including the guy doing it.
Suze, take it away. Go for it.
With that, hi, Joe. What did I Susan. Say? I mean, this schedule gives me like. Seizures. It's so hard to look at. I feel like I'm trying to land planes.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we've got Dallas at home twice, which I love, which Troy will love. We've got Kansas City at home twice.
Yeah,
we've got the Lions both at home and on the road. We've got Jason Kelce now.
That's right.
An ESPNer is going back home week two to take on Kirk Cousins. I think we've got them, twice on there, and we didn't do them once. So that shows you what the presence of one Kirk Cousins does for a franchise on a primetime game.
And you got the Harbaugh, too. That's a nice piece of real estate there. You got
sure
that
do.
Going on.
We're the only ones that can say that. Is this is what we're doing? We're doing the schedule again? It's amazing. I love it. It's unbelievable.
That's a new phrase instead of, are you ready for some football? We're the only ones who can say that.
We're the only ones that, it's John and Jim, Jim and John. Who's going to win? Last time, Super Bowl. This time, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Go eat some turkey and a turducken.
Yeah, so you got Aikman is going to be, he'll be having a good time. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Joe, you're a little punchy today. You're a little punchy.
This is Joe. Joe,
did the boys keep you up?
They keep me up. They get me up in the morning. They keep me up at night. They test everybody keeps saying, you know, oh, 6-year-old twins, they'll keep you young. No, they won't. They're gonna be the end of me. I look at the pictures of me prior to these boys being born, and thank God, they're the greatest things in my life other than my two daughters. But I mean, I look so much younger. And 6 years later, I mean, I know it's 6 years later, but I just don't. I've aged like a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have.
Come on,
and by the way,
Joe.
Susie, let me ask you this. How unbearable was Rich after the mention on SNL?
Oh, boy. I mean, it was a lot.
Don't feed
it
into
was
that.
A lot.
No.
There might have been like a 5-minute love fest between him and Del Tufo over drops this morning.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Jerry Seinfeld's in it. Oh my God.
No, Joe, you're not the only one.
I don't
one
think
with,
he was hyperventilating.
Hold on a second.
Like that,
you're not the only one with young kids because I'm also father of the year. I was watching Kung Fu Panda with my 10-year-old trying to stay present. My phone was buzzing like crazy. And that's when I had to actually pause Jack Black's tome to check out what was going on.
This is Kung Fu Panda 4, the new one.
No. She had not seen the original. Yeah.
Oh. Did you just refer to Jack Black's tome?
Yes,
did we call Kung Fu Panda a tome?
It sure is. I would agree with that.
Wow.
It came out in book form. Isn't tome book? this is from the original scripture, Kung Fu Panda 1.
Yeah, that's what it was. The original scripture. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought they were very true to the story.
So I took it in stride, but it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
I mean, I'm just jealous. I would have been doing cartwheels, and I would have been unbearable.
I like Rich Eisen. I find him accessible.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
there it is.
Yeah, I'm accessible. That's
accessible.
Yeah.
What is that like a new
people
word?
Call you accessible all the time, don't they?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to make myself accessible to most. To most passersby, I wear a sandwich board out on Manchester Road in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Joe Buck. Accessible. Please come talk to me. If you have something to promote, I'm here for you.
No, but you were accessible here. You and I were going back and forth on times for this show, Joe. And many people, when I say, hey, can you do it? And they would just say, no, I can't. But you were offering other opportunities for me. You were accessible.
I like to make people happy. That's what I like to do. I like to make my friends like Rich Eisen, mm-hmm. like Susie, who I didn't even know. This is like just as icing on top of the cake that she's there.
Yep.
I like to try to find a time to make this fit in.
And I appreciate you doing that. This is great. You don't even want to talk about the schedule. I'm
is
getting
Michelle
that sense.
Can
the schedule.
Michelle come in? Call
Michelle
in.
Michelle is not here. Michelle is
she's
not
too
here.
She's too pretty.
Oh, she would.
Wanna. Yeah, she's
Michelle!
She's too pretty.
Meatloaf!
Not here.
That was a very meatloaf-like scream right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be the day when anybody's making me meatloaf. we can talk about the schedule for sure. Go through game by game. I'll give you a bullet on each game. Go.
Oh God!
I don't make meatloaf. I don't make meatloaf either. Don't worry.
Hold
There's
on a second.
No, house.
This is for real, though. This is for real. You're calling a baseball game with Chip Carey? That's happening.
I am. Joe? Yeah, next Friday, Cardinals and Cubs on the Bally's Midwest for the Cardinals. So I'm going back to my roots, Rich. And company. I'm doing a local Cardinal game where I can openly root for the team. That everybody, when they were in the postseason, thought I was openly rooting for when I wasn't.
So you get to openly root for a team and be guilty as charged for a change, Joe?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, Chip, we need a double play right here.
You're practicing your rooting lines? I like it. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, the writer I spoke with is like, so you're going to go back and do it like you used to do it. And I don't know that I can, honestly. I don't know that I can imagine myself as the local guy, but I'm going to try. I'm not going to be ridiculous about it, but I, you know, it's funny. And I talked to the Cardinals director. His name's Tom Mee. He's been there since I started. He's still there. And he said, you know, it's different because Fox would pick him up periodically and he would do a national game. And he's like, when you direct a national game, you do it entirely differently than you would for the Cardinals, because when you're doing a national game, you know, you're showing both bullpens and you're showing both managers and you're showing, not that that doesn't happen, but the Cardinal fans don't care about, they're playing the Cubs. They don't care about Craig Counsell as much as they care about their own guy. They don't care about the Cubs bullpen, just who's coming in. And it's just an entirely different way of thinking about presenting a game. So it's going to take a little while for me to fall back into that, because I think I'll just default to being the national guy.
Dude, though, I mean, a buck and a carry calling a Cubs Cardinals game together. That's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
that'll be cool.
That is,
yeah,
really,
that's
cool.
Kind of, that was the thinking. And then the aforementioned Twins, they're going to come down with me and be on the field before the game.
Okay.
And they really haven't been of age where they know what I'm doing when I'm doing a baseball game. So right. I think the last game I did with them anywhere near me was in the 2021 All-Star game in Denver. And they were, what, 3? So, yeah, I think it's time. It'll be cool to show them what that's all about.
That is pretty cool. Do you have a recollection of Harry Carey, Joe, as being a kid?
Oh, my God, yeah. So, yeah, it's funny because my dad started with him in the 50s. And my dad was obviously an out-of-nowhere guy. He grew up, born in Massachusetts, grew up more in Cleveland. And so he shows up, and Harry and he, I'm not going to say they didn't get along, but Harry was hard on him. And my dad was the young guy. And I, you know, anytime there was something big happening in the 8th or 9th inning, my dad would get a tap on the shoulder and he'd get up and Harry would sit down because he was the lead guy. Then Harry, and there he is, gets let go, I think in 1969. And then my dad became the number one guy, and his career really kind of took off. And then it was cool to see my dad and Harry later in each of their lives reconnect and become really good friends and have a lot of laughs. And I think for, a relationship that started with a lot of tension, they got to a point where, you know, they could laugh and have fun. And I remember one time my mom telling me that my mom and dad, Harry and his wife, Dutchie, went to dinner after a Cardinal game in St. Louis. And when they walked in, the place called Tony's, still in St. Louis, it's moved locations. But when they walked in, the whole place got up and gave him a standing ovation, which I think is really cool.
That is really cool. So he didn't like turn to you and say, get me a Bloody Mary when you were like 8 or anything like that? That never happened?
No, I couldn't make I'm 55 and I could not make a Bloody Mary right now. I've never had a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, me too.
And I drink. Oh boy, do I drink. But I've never had a Bloody Mary. It just looks and smells disgusting.
You and I are the same.
Yeah,
I cannot take tomato juice, sir. I cannot take the smell.
I don't get it.
And any plane I'm on, someone will invariably order a V8 right next to me. And I'm like, really? Like, that happens every time.
In the morning, and like, oh, it's so good for hangovers. Yeah, I mean, it's going to make me throw up. I mean, that's probably good.
You are so missing out. It is a meal in a glass. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I will make you
celery.
One, and then you will throw up.
Yes, exactly.
No.
Well, yeah.
No.
I'm a woman living in Los Angeles. Celery and olives, that's enough food for a day.
If your buddy Al Michaels eats a salad, I'll drink a Bloody Mary.
So this will never happen, as you know.
No.
Okay.
Now I want to
What
try.
A way to throw down the gauntlet.
Yeah.
I will not have a Bloody Mary before Al has a salad.
Don't have anything green on this plate.
Certainly not in a drink.
Is that parsley?
I know
Send it back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to that game. So that's so we'll have to get that on the MLB app to watch that. Nationally.
I guess. I don't know how that works. Yeah. I think so. I'm sure it's Bally's. Do they pick up Bally's
games?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, I look forward to that. And again, I look for. I dropped a speed bridge on you last night. I think I kind of staggered you with that punch in our conversation last night.
That was good. Yeah. Speed bridge, the Achilles.
Yeah, because you're on the Achilles tour. You got Rodgers' first game on Monday Night Football. I mean, that's kind of cruel and unusual for the NFL to say, okay, We'll see.
Oh,
we'll throw you back out there. No,
come
no, no.
On,
with Leonard
grow
Floyd,
up.
With Leonard Floyd
grow
there
up.
Too. With Leonard Floyd there too.
You and all your little Jets fan friends.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. I've been hearing about that. Yo, it's such a hard game, and he's on Monday Night Football.
Oh no,
again.
They got to play him when they play him. I'm not that guy. Yeah. But I mean, Leonard Floyd, really Monday night, first one out, and then they got to play Buffalo too. On him, you got the Jets twice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then Kelsey, yeah. that's a good point. I did not notice that until you mentioned that. Kelsey back in Philly week two is going to be great. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Let's see what else you got.
I joked on another network named ESPN that I know that we will walk into Philly with Jason Kelsey as a part of our crew. Will we walk out of Philly with Jason Kelsey as a part of our crew? I don't know. Something could happen. I think the guy could walk off the set, put his number 62 on his chest,
yes,
and be a Pro Bowl player, like, without any kind of conditioning whatsoever.
I love that guy. You're so lucky that he landed there. Big time.
Oh, it's a huge, huge get for ESPN, for our pregame, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, and Belichick will be Belichick? Are you a competitor with Bill Belichick, Joe? I mean, he's going to be on the Manning cast, Joe. What do you got there?
I mean, yeah, one of the great roasters of all time. No, we're not competitors because they lump it all together. So if because Belichick is on the Manning cast and the Manning cast does an 8 rating and we do a 4. Doing the actual game, then we at ESPN did a 12. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's right. And you could just counter-program him with Nikki Glaser. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be good.
Right?
That would be good. Maybe we'll get Nikki on in the first quarter.
Yep.
He can do the first quarter with Peyton and Eli and, you know, see who's left. We'll get Jeff Ross in the second quarter.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
All right, man.
It's all good.
Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. You look great.
When do we start? This is repping my Wonka.
What is that? What are you doing?
What is that?
Yeah, I know what it is.
What kind of dad are you?
I know what it is, but
they didn't want to go see that. They had zero interest in Wonka,
yeah.
I have to say.
Well, I think you're missing out. And look, the original is my number one all time. Gene Wilder is my number one all time.
That's the greatest, right. But we love Gene Wilder.
When you're saying that, you're saying number one, like when somebody asks Joe Buck your favorite movie, you say Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? That's it?
Charlie, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
What about Blazing Saddles?
I mean, all that stuff's amazing. Anything that Gene Wilder's in, I'm in.
Okay.
I think he's phenomenal. And I had a chance to meet him, thanks to Brad Faxon, when I was doing golf at Fox. And we were all set to go to his house, and he passed away that week.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I would have not been able to speak. Like, let's have dinner with Michael Jordan. Let's have dinner with Al Pacino. Sitting in a kitchen with Gene Wilder, I would have been speechless.
No kidding. I would never have guessed that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Who's the coolest person you've ever?
Terrible.
Who's the coolest person you've ever met?
Other than us.
Well,
other than the two
of
you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The coolest person. I think the coolest person, the most genuine good person, who's also a superstar, is Eddie Vedder. I think he's one of the nicest, most thoughtful people for somebody that before you meet him, you would think, oh, well, that's not that guy. And then you meet him and you go, oh, well, that's not real. And then you see it time and time again with how he treats people and, you know, the driver in the car, the guy driving Uber, whatever. He is awesome.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I've never met him. So,
no, really?
Yeah, no.
But he's the most legit sports fan. I feel like sometimes it's forced with people in other arms of the entertainment world. And him, the first night I met him in St. Louis, I go to his dressing room after, got set up by other people, and he's got a trunk open in his dressing room with 3 different baseball gloves, baseballs, a helmet, a bat. And when they do sound checks in arenas, they throw the baseball around, and he's got a personal collection that rivals Cooperstown in the warehouse where they record.
That's
he's amazing.
buddy, thanks for doing this. Greatly appreciate
it. Yeah, we got to go. We got to break the hit.
No. It's just, you know, I don't want to take you away from too much of what you're doing. So, you know, but that said, I do look forward to hearing you in a baseball booth again. I look forward to that in a couple
weeks. I'm excited to do it. I mean, all kidding aside, I think it'll be fun.
Excellent. Thanks for the time, Joe. Best to Michelle. Enjoy those kids. Get some sleep.
All right,
get some rest. Good to see you.
All right.
Thanks
I miss all
you,
of
Joe.
You people. All right. See you guys.
There you go. That's Joe Buck, everybody, getting set to call a baseball game. Not just any baseball game. Cubs Cards with Chip Carey. That's cool. That would be, what would that be like? Me going back to Staten Island to teach a French class with, I don't know, somebody?
I mean, I guess I so. I think it's Holler more like
at your boy.
I think it's more like you doing like a 2 a.m., don't you think? It's a little bit like doing that.
Oh, I'm talking about the dad thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, going back and doing a sports center?
You're a killer.
You know how I feel about that.
I know.
Yeah, speaking of Eddie
Vedder.
You know
how I feel about that. I do that in a heartbeat.
Speaking of Eddie Vedder, what Joe was just saying, to piggyback on that, Pearl Jam, the original name of their band was Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Then so I think Mookie found out, made them change their name, and then I know they, one of their albums, I think the first album is 10, and because his number was 10. So, yeah, Pearl Jam is, they're big Sonics, Supersonics fans. Yeah.
Speaking of Mookie Blaylock and numbers, do you know whose number is retired next to his in the rafters in Oklahoma?
In Oklahoma? Wayman Tisdale?
That's one.
Brian Bosworth?
No. In the rafters.
Kyler Murray?
Stacy Dales.
Stacy Dales. Oh, I knew that.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking all Oklahoma, like.
But Wayne Tisdale was another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stacy Dales was a baller, as they say.
Oh, quite. Yeah. All right. Well, and still, let's take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back with your phone calls. Let's take a look at the Jets and Cowboys schedules as well. And a special guest doing win-loss on the Patriots still to come. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. The Steelers social team knocked it out of the park with their schedule release. They announced each team on their schedule with a dad joke from a player trying to make James Debo Harrison laugh.
This
it is brilliant. Hit it.
So why did the pony asked for a glass of water, Debo, because it was a little hoarse.
Why so serious? What do you call a jet that flies backwards? You might get this one. Jet. A receding airline.
Why would I get that? Explain the joke to me.
The hair thing. We'll just go to the next one.
No, we're not done yet.
What do you call a horse that lives next door? A neighbor. Can y'all give me some better questions? This man is scaring the hell out of me.
What do you call a sick eagle?
Philadelphia eagle.
Ill eagle, like illegal. Bruh, he's not laughing.
Because the receding hairline is like, or airline.
But you're saying I would get it because...
Well, just, I feel like you know a lot of people with hair disabilities.
Oh.
Why couldn't anyone see the falcon?
I don't know, maybe it was flying too high.
Yeah, it was in disguise. Disguise. Mm-hmm.
So what you call two birds that stick together? Velcros.
His
reaction is priceless. That's fantastic.
You've got to see the full video. Yeah. Oh.
That was frightening.
Oh, what an idea. Oh.
To sit across from him, like even though you know it's fun.
No, explain the joke to me.
Now, why would you think I would know that?
That's great.
No thanks.
I mean, look at that face.
No,
look at that
thank
face.
You.
That's a meme.
I don't think, by the way, that's real.
Yeah.
I've sat across from this man. I wouldn't tell him a dad joke.
Uh-uh. I wouldn't even look at
him. Oh, my God. Seriously, everybody's got to watch the whole thing through.
Yeah, it was really good.
What an idea.
He finally, the joke that got him at the end
You'll
was
see
like,
some,
okay.
Yeah, everyone, watch that video. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's go back to the phone lines. The win-loss game. We've got some regulars on the program. All rise. Terzo in Iowa here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Terzo?
I'm doing well, Rich. Hi, Susie. It's always an awesome pleasure to have you on the set. You brighten up. I think that set that's even as great as it is, you bring a little bit of extra light to it.
Well,
I love it when
so
you're in
much,
the studio.
Thank you so much, Terzo. Thank you.
Don't influence the jury, counselor. Don't do that.
I am not doing such. I am literally at this point in time. You jumped over me for a Packers fan.
No.
A Chickens fan.
Terzo, it's got nothing to do with jumping over you. It's also just balancing out the show. If we're talking about the Niners so much, I figured let's do it later on, and I appreciate you sticking on. And hit the music for him, if you don't mind. Here we go.
Rich, anything for you guys, but I can see these Niners either going 10-7.
No, hold on a second. No, that's not the way the game's played. You know that, Terzo.
I know.
And don't worry, this is nothing personal with the way you're going to answer the first one. Monday night against the Jets at home.
We lose to the Jets.
Come on, really? Okay.
Yep.
At the Vikings.
We win against the Vikings.
At the Rams.
We lose finally in SoFi.
1-2 against the Patriots at home.
Win.
Cardinals at home.
Win.
At the Seahawks on a Thursday night.
We lose to the Seahawks.
Wow, if you're 3-3, this is going to be a heck of a game against the Chiefs coming at home. What do you got?
We win that game as this kind of, I think, a little bit comeback from the past two Super Bowls.
Home from the Cowboys. Home for the Cowboys.
We still eat that lunch.
Wow.
TJ, he eats the lunch.
Next.
Well, it's a bye week next. 5-3 now at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Win that one.
6-3 home for the Seahawks.
Win that one.
7-3 at the Packers.
We win that one.
8-3 at the Bills.
We lose that one.
8-4 home for the Bears.
Win that one.
9-4 home for the Rams.
Win that one.
10-4 at the Dolphins.
Lose that one.
10-5 home for the Lions on a Monday night.
Win that one.
And 11-5 at the Cardinals.
We have to win that one to win the division.
12-5, Terzo in Iowa.
Now, Rich, I got one more thing for you.
Yeah. Huh?
Now, if we go 12-5 and Purdy gets us to the NFC Championship again.
Mm-hmm.
How much is his bag worth?
Oh,
because we talked yesterday about how much Tua is. How much is Purdy worth if he does that?
It'll be the highest in the league. He'll wind up being the most salaried
employee in the history of the San Francisco 49ers.
And which might actually say that it starts with that big number that you
I don't know if it's
about,
a six. So. I don't know. It depends on how the rest of the market goes between now and then. But he'll be the best. He'll be the highest in the league. That'll happen.
I'd have to think so.
Thanks for the call, Terzo. That's Terzo in Iowa. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Who's been holding the longest? Oh, Matt in Oklahoma. Let's go, Matt in Oklahoma. This one's for Western New York from the heartland of our country. What's up, Matt? How you been, sir?
Nothing. Hey, Harrison Bucket would be disappointed in me because I've spent most of the last 2 hours in the kitchen, plus doing laundry.
Down.
I mean, meatballs, now I'm prepping supper with my kid, so he's a ding-dong.
What a terrible influence you are on those children.
No, I'm horrible,
a dad
man.
Helping
I'm a,
out.
I'm a stay-at-home housewife, and I don't have any qualms about it. I don't know. This guy's a ding-dong.
Matt in Oklahoma, fresh off of calling Harrison Butker a ding-dong. Hit the music. Home for the Arizona Cardinals, week one.
That's a win.
At the Dolphins on a Thursday night.
That's a win.
Home for the Jaguars on a Monday night.
Win.
At the Ravens.
That's a loss.
At the Texans.
That's a win.
So you're going to take down Stephon Diggs. Okay.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it.
4-1 at the Jets.
I think we're going to lose that one, unfortunately. Something weird's going to happen.
Everybody's thinking the Jets are beating them. What the hell's happening? I'm beginning to feel dizzy. 4-2, home for the Titans.
Win.
5-2 at the Seahawks.
Loss.
5-3, home for the Dolphins.
Win.
You sweep them. 6-3 at the Colts.
Win.
7-3, home for the Chiefs.
That's a win. We always win the regular season.
Ding dong. All right. Coming off of the bye at 8-3, home for the Niners.
That one makes me nervous, but it's in Buffalo, so we got to win that one. Win.
9-3 at the Rams.
Win.
10-3 at the Lions.
That's a loss.
10-4, home for the Patriots.
Patriots. Home of Patriots, that's a win.
Okay. 10-5, home for the Jets.
We'll take care of it. Rodgers will be hurt by then, so we'll take care of that one.
11-5 at the Patriots.
That'll be a loss, only because the division wrapped up and we'll be playing the backups and we'll have pity on them, so that'll be a loss.
I don't know, man. You might need that win to take care
of...
it'll
be okay.
But you need the conference.
Fall apart,
you need the conference.
The Jets will do what Jets do the last half of the season. So
all
I'm not
right.
About that.
Thank you, Matt in Oklahoma. 11-6. I don't know. I don't think the Bills are going to be in a position to let any pedal off the gas at the end of the season. With the Ravens doing what they did last year and the Chiefs doing what they always do. I don't know. And there's going to be somebody else in the mix. And it seems like people think it's the Jets. So this jumped out at me when I saw the schedule released. There are two teams in the National Football League that have 7 standalone games. Now, what do I mean by standalone? It's not just primetime, folks, anymore. That's why, Suze, these schedules are so, they look like, what did you say? It's like landing planes or something like that?
Air traffic control.
Air traffic control. And they're all color-coded, and they're all different colors for different types of games and windows. It's because it's not just Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night anymore. There are standalone games that happen on Fridays. Mm-hmm. You got a standalone game in week one in Brazil. You got a standalone game on a Friday after Thanksgiving. You got standalone games on a Wednesday on Christmas. You got standalone games on a Sunday morning with international series games. There's standalone games all over the map. In terms of adding the primetime games to standalone games, there are two teams that have 7 exclusive window standalone games. They are your defending champion Kansas City Chiefs and the New York Jets.
I mean,
the New York Jets. And I'll tell you what, there is a surgically repaired tendon in the leg of somebody who's hopefully stimming and icing and rehabbing and keeping that thing elevated while he's talking to Tucker Carlson, because that speed bridge repair job is what holds 7 standalone games intact. Because I'll tell you what, the league didn't put the Jets on Monday night in week 1 and Thursday night in week 3 and Monday night in week 6 and Sunday night in week 7 and Thursday night in week 9 and Sunday night in week 11 and in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium week 5, another standalone game against Minnesota in London. They didn't do that to see Tyrod Taylor work in his craft.
Probably not.
How are you feeling right now thinking about the Jets schedule? Like, I don't even think I want to be with you when they take the field for the first time. I don't know that you can handle
you know
it.
What?
You're a pacer.
I'm a pacer, and I pace when I talk on the phone. But when it comes to a sports team that emotionally affects me, I'm a drinker.
Right.
And so, you know, I'll open up a nice, you know, Napa Valley Red on that Monday night. Clearly, after I'm done with my work on Westwood One Radio. On
I don't
that
think
Monday
you're
going
to go red wine. I think you're going to go vodka.
No,
you're
going to
be so stressed out.
No. I can't be hungover for Tuesday's Rich Eisen show. So, but in all seriousness, the stretch for the Jets.
I mean,
they start with 2 on the road, and everybody's thinking, all right, at least they've got the Tennessee Titans in week 2 backing up that Monday night loss coming in San Francisco. Although we just had 2 callers say the Jets are beating their team. One at San Francisco, a Niner fan thinks that's a loss for the Niners. And we just had a Bills fan call in and say the Jets are going to beat the Bills on a Monday night in New Jersey. Fine. Okay. But that Tennessee game, that's the one that the Jets have to win. And those are the ones that they frequently lose. Starting with 2 on the road, and then the Jets, here's this stretch. They have primetime games. All those primetime games that they have, the standalone games, are through the first 11 weeks of the season. And that Tennessee game that I'm talking about, it's a short week. They got a short week there. They play 2 Thursday nighters, 2. So they're playing at New England on 1 week, and then they're home. And then they're playing at Tennessee, and then they're home for New England. These are short week games. They got to go to Pittsburgh on a short week. So, these are all difficult games, and you got to figure, again, we know the games are going to be played. They don't play Miami until the back half of the season.
Houston game.
They got the Rams in week 16. They got to go to Buffalo in week 17. I don't know what Greeny was having some of the Cabernet or vodka that we were saying when he went on Get Up. I saw that. So many friends are like, look what your friend Greeny's saying about the Jets.
That's a tough schedule, man. Right there.
You think?
That's a really tough schedule for the Jets.
So,
and in primetime, a lot of those.
So just light a candle for the speed bridge surgery.
Here, coach.
Question. Let's say the Jets go 2-0, are you going to break out the Opus 1? Have a couple sips of that.
I will. If the Jets go 2-0 to start the season, I will show up on that Monday show with a bottle of Opus 1 in between my legs like I'm LeBron James.
Sitting on the court.
In white pants. I don't own white pants, as Susie will attest. I don't own white pants.
And you won't.
I will show up. Actually, I will show up dressed like this, the entire outfit.
Well, remember
with a hat. And those shoes, I don't own the shoes like that. If the Jets start 2-0, I will have a bottle of Opus 1 right here.
Remember a few years ago that Brockman would when Cam was a quarterback of the Pats, he'd wear an outfit and then Brockman would replicate that outfit. So you're saying that's what you're going to do?
If the Jets start 2-0,
you're going to rock this outfit.
Correct.
White pants, jean jacket.
With a bottle of Opus 1.
Like
Opus
in the way that Shaq said he was going to come here in chaps. Or are you going to really
No, it wasn't
really
chaps.
Wear it.
It was as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Well, same thing.
And he never did it.
Okay, but you're really going to show up in skin-tight white jeans.
I've dropped weight.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. I will come dressed like LeBron James. With that hat?
Yes, TJ, he just said that.
You know I dropped weight. Stop. Yeah, you got
guys are being
DJ. I'm kind of hoping
I'm calling
for
that shot right now on May 16th.
To be honest,
you got a jean jacket like that, like one of those.
Well, he's
yeah, we actually have one in
he's
the house.
109 days to get one.
Yeah,
so
we 100. There's 120 something days between now and then.
Please go
too. By the way, and there's also 6 days in between that Monday night game and the day I'd have to show up dressed like that. So I won't even have to go shopping until that Tuesday morning.
But don't you want to be prepared?
No.
You beat San Francisco that first game.
You see the way I run the 40-yard dash?
You beat San Francisco that first game.
All right, let's take a break because there's a special guest about to zoom in to play the win-loss game for the New England Patriots. That's next.
Bill Belichick?
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Before our radio audience returns, this is one of the many Rams social media videos announcing their schedule. J.B. Long, the radio voice of the Rams, testing the famed knowledge and brain of Sean McVay's.
All right, the Rams 2024 schedule just dropped, and Sean McVay, we're going to test your trivia knowledge with some questions about each opponent slate. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
2021, week 7, Lions are at SoFi, first and goal at the 5, early fourth quarter. Give us your play call.
Yeah, it was a great touchdown pass from Matthew to Cooper Kupp. That was lab to south right, close fire, two fly X crossers. Got him in a man coverage right there. Cooper just outflanked him. Good throw and catch.
All right, which team did Aaron Donald get his 100th career sack against?
It was a heck of a play. Full layout on Kyler Murray against the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
I have a picture of it. I still got to get him to sign that one.
In the 2021 NFC Championship, Cooper Kupp had an extremely rare emotive reaction to his catch. What play call led to that grab?
Good old-fashioned choice for him. It was F-mo to south-left clamp minus, 3-jet, F-choice stucco.
Huh?
Man pressure, what a throw and catch. I mean, fitted in a tight window with Kawan Williams right there. And then the run after the catch, he looked like Wolverine celebrating after that thing.
The Bears' last Super Bowl appearance was after the 2006 season. Who performed at halftime that year?
Had to be Prince.
Can you name the top three Green Bay Packers career receiving leaders?
It's Donald Driver is up there, James Lofton, and Sterling Sharp. Got to be the top three.
All right, so far so good. You're undefeated at the bye. Thursday Night Football against the Raiders 22. How much time was left on the clock when the Rams got the ball for their game-winning drive?
Probably about a minute 45.
2018, week 4, Vikings at Rams.
Goodness.
Following Robert Woods' touchdown, he celebrated with which rapper in the stands?
YG.
What was the play call for Puka's first career reception?
It was YMO to south left clamp, Jack's right, Y cores, palm.
He's on fire!
It's a nice little curl route.
It's called autobiographical memory.
Wow.
He has it. Like Marilyn Henner, and I'm not joking. That's for real.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's the name of it? Autobiographical?
Yes. We just showed the Rams video to our radio audience of Sean McVay knowing play calls, times on the clock of any game at any point in his 8 years of being head coach of the Rams.
That's insane.
So we've been playing the win-loss game all show long. Nobody's called in to try and guess the final record of the New England Patriots. And that's about to change. Here on the Rich Eisen Show, zooming in to give us the final record of the New England Patriots. Suze, it's our youngest boy, Cooper Eisen. What's up, Coop? How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coop Tani.
I love it.
What's up, Coop?
Cool.
I'm doing well. I'm excited to give my predictions.
Okay, here we go. All right, you got your Michigan shirt on today? So what you
yeah,
got?
I do.
Okay, very good.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Go for it.
Why is Coop so big?
Because he's just
he's like, I know, six, right?
He's six foot, TJ.
It's unbelievable.
Man.
All right, Coopy, you ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, here we go. Give me your win or a loss. Week one at the Bengals.
I think it's a loss. It's an away game, so that's going to be tough. And it really just depends on who the quarterback's going to be. Like, Jacoby Brissett and Drake May are just two different people.
Okay, right? Next up, home for the Seahawks.
I think it's the home opener. I think it's going to be a win because this is a team that they can definitely beat. Because if the defense shows up against Geno Smith, they can have a they can get a good game.
So you got to win there? You're going win?
I got to win.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Coop, don't worry about me here, okay? This is all about business, okay? Straight up, at the Jets, who wins this one?
I think it's a Jets win because it's a way.
Because he's a smart kid, Seuss, you know that. All right, at San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
What do you got?
I think that's another loss.
Okay, home for the Dolphins.
That's another loss.
2-3, home for the Texans.
I think it's another loss. No.
2-4 at the Jaguars in London.
In London, I'll give a win.
Okay. 3-4, home for the Jets.
I mean, it's home for the Jets, and the Pats will at least get one win against the Jets. So I'll take a win.
Okay, so you have them at 4-4 at the Titans, Coop.
I think the Titans. I think that's a win.
5-4, above 500 at the Bears.
It really depends, because we don't know what Caleb Williams is going to play like. Is he going to be like a Bryce Young, or is he going to be like a Baker Mayfield?
What do you think?
I think that the roster that they've given him is very good, so I think it's going to be a loss.
Okay. So they're 5-5 home for the Rams.
I think that's a loss.
5-6 at the Dolphins.
At the Dolphins. Oh, I think that's another loss.
5-7 home for the Colts.
I think that's a win.
Oh.
Because Anthony Richardson, if he can stay healthy, maybe, but I don't think he'll probably stay healthy.
Okay, so you had them losing three in a row until they beat the Colts, right? Okay. Coming off of the bye at Arizona.
I think that's a win.
At the Bills, week 16.
That's a loss.
Do you like how his voice changes between a win and a loss?
Remember when he was a baby and he'd cry whenever the babies are going to lose? Oh, cool. We used to cry, buddy.
Why are you putting him on blast like that, Seuss?
Patriots are going to
lose.
It didn't happen a lot back then.
All right. I'm sorry, Coop. They shouldn't do you like that.
I know,
dog.
That's true.
Come on.
Home for the Chargers. Jim Harbaugh, baby. What do you got?
Oh, I think that's probably a loss, yeah.
Okay, and then home for the Bills.
Ugh.
I mean, they beat the Bills last year at home. They have the fans that can definitely beat them. I think that Josh Allen doesn't have like the same wide receivers as he did last year, so I think it's actually going to be a win.
Okay, so here we go. You've got them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins, 6 wins, 7, 8, and 9 for the New England Patriots. That's not bad. Cooper in Los Angeles has them go 8-9. Not bad. Seuss, what do you think?
Great job, Cooper. I can't help it. I'm the mom. I think you were great. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Go have some lunch with Ryan.
Now, hold on a second. Before he goes have lunch with Ryan, you told me about your hot take last night. You want to drop a hot take here? Go for it.
I think it's not really a hot take, but Matthew Judon's going to be the sacks leader in the AFC East.
Okay.
All right.
No, and I told you that's a warm take. Give me the hot take, Cooper.
A hot take would be like Kyle Duggar leads tackles in the whole AFC.
Okay. I thought you said as Matt Judon would lead the entire AFC in sacks. Now that would be a hot take.
That's possible.
Now we're talking Max Crosby, TJ Watt, right, Coop? Like that would be a serious hot take.
Oh, Garrett.
Okay. Well, yeah, Miles.
Coop, Celtics hot take? Where are we on Celtics, bud?
Celtics, I've actually noticed that the only games that they lost so far in the playoffs are game twos. I think that's going to continue. They're going to win 4-1 against whoever wins the Knicks. And I think it's going to be the Knicks.
Okay.
And I think they're going to play the Nuggets in the finals. I think it's going to be 4-1. They all lose in game two.
Oh, and you think they take the Nuggets in five, Coop, huh?
I do.
Now that's another hot take. Ooh. All right. All right. By the way, in case you've noticed,
They'll get Kristaps back. I think they'll get Kristaps back by then.
Okay. And then the Yanks, since we have to finish up the whole thing right here. I got half of it. I got Michigan and the Yanks. You got Patriots and the Celtics. You got to finish this thing up here. What do you got?
Maybe for the Yankees, I think that Aaron Judge might become the AL home run leader at the end of the year.
Okay, ooh, very good.
That's good, Coop.
Cooper, love you, bud.
Good job, tell bro. Dr. Carroll we said thank you for letting you use his office, right?
I'll give him a shout out. Okay, very good. Yeah, normally when your kid gets sent to the dean's office, it's not great.
Seriously.
I know, but this one's good.
This is a great visit to the dean's office, Coop.
Coop Tani.
Love you, Coopy. We'll see you at home.
Bye.
There you go.
Bye, Coop.
There he goes.
I mean, come on. I'm the mom. I mean, like,
how great is this? And Zan is texting us that he did great on which test was this for him?
This was wasn't this history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. We're doing great. This is 30. Awesome.
30.6 out of 30.
And Terzo thinks the Jets are going to beat the Niners.
I don't want to be near you. And I love you. And TJ, if you want to come over and be a buffer, that's fine.
That's fine.
I don't want to be near him.
It's fine. It's fine.
For
I can be
well, he knows
fine.
I don't leave my house.
No,
yeah.
He's not.
I'm going to be absolutely fine.
I'm going to be absolutely fine.
You know what?
I think Michigan, you're going to be sick.
That's a different story.
That's when his emotions go. Yeah.
They play Texas in week two in the big house. Now, that's a different story. I'm guilty as charged there.
Yeah, I will attest that you're much better with the Jets than you are.
Well, no doubt.
The Jets have been like an emotional scar.
No, but it's just, it's different. Michigan's different.
Who cares more about the Wolverines?
Yeah.
You're not wrong. But I want the Jets to beat the Niners just because it would make, me happy and a bunch of people I know happy. Plus, it would get me halfway home to having a bottle of Opus One opened up here dressed like LeBron James.
You're going to spill on yourself.
I wouldn't have a sip of that.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, but you should be rooting for the Jets now.
Well, I'm never going to root for the Niners. Okay. I mean, ever.
It's a win-win for you.
Can we have all the guys who are on hold call back tomorrow? You know, I'm worried about that.
Don't like that whenever we end the show with callers.
It stresses me.
But we got one more. If everyone hold on, we're going to take one more in the Roku-only segment. But the win-loss game will continue on tomorrow. Sue Bird will be on tomorrow's program talking about tonight's Caitlin Clark home debut at the Indiana Fever. That's the way I'm dressed. The Monday of week three.
We got to Photoshop your head on this.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.